Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It is me, as Matt would call, the fully loaded Italian, Tiger. I am here with you today, minus my co-host, so I am riding solo, like that old song. I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo. I would have sang it, but I'll spare you guys that. Today, since Matthew had something come up, I had to change the premise of the show. I changed the premise of the show to Tony Robbins' top 10 rules for success from, and I'm sourcing the article from www.fearlessmotivation.com, Tony Robbins' top 10 rules for success. We will go through his 10. I will give a short analysis on mine, on what I think of it, rather. But the reason I'm bringing Tony Robbins up today is funny because an article came across on my Facebook today that I tagged my lovely host, Matthew Waits, in. And it says, dozens burned while walking across hot coals at Tony Robbins motivational event, Dallas. About 40 people attending a motivational seminar in Dallas suffered, and that's as far as it goes on without opening the article. I'm sourcing this from KFOR-TV on Facebook. That is KFOR-TV. Their website is KFOR.com. Saw this article on Facebook. Kind of made me chuckle a bit. It's not funny that people got hurt. It's funny that he would have hot coal walking during one of his events. Just seems dangerous. Seems short-sighted, Tony Robbins. Seems a little short-sighted. So I'm checking the switchboard. There's no one currently live in the show. There's nobody on the chat. So if you're listening and you want to join in, I'll give you a phone number. I'll say it twice. 1-657-383-1506. Again, I'm going to repeat that number. Hopefully you have a pen or a fantastic memory. Let's go through that again. 1-657-383-1506. The phone lines will remain open. Tell me, if you went to a seminar, if you paid to go to a seminar, if you paid to go to a motivational speaking event, and the person asks you to walk across hot coals without any kind of training, without any understanding, any concept, but just to trust him. I assume this is what happened. I was lazy, didn't read the article. I could be clickbait. But since it is up there, let's just talk about it shortly. Would you do it? There's no way I would do it. There's no way. One, I'm afraid of fire. Fire hurts, and I'm afraid of things that hurt. So I'm out. I don't care how much you tell me to trust you or what the premise is or why. It seems very short-sighted, and I'm out. Let's check the chat line. The chat line is open. It is live, so all you have to do is just tune in and be here. But, yeah, let's move on into the show. All right, Tony Robbins. Well, let's check something real fast. Let's go to Twitter and make sure that my post went out on Twitter. I know my post went out on Instagram, but I just want to make sure I'm doing live. Yep, so I've given people the ability to tune in. I gave you the website on Twitter, gave you the phone number on here. Again, it's 1-657-383-1506. Tell me if you would walk across hot coals. Okay, Tony Robbins' top 10 rules for success. Raise your standards. Tony Robbins often says that the way we frame things, the things that we want to achieve, often defines whether or not we will achieve them. If we only think of our objectives as goals or things we should get done, we're not likely to make it. But if we make them must, we're a lot more likely to achieve. Raising your standards, I agree, but the jargon in between is confusing. It seems, you know, they use words, they frame their sentence strange. It's what a lot of these self-help people do that I've noticed. They're not real direct. The directest one to me would be Gary Vaynerchuk. I love Gary. Gary, it's just he's very blunt. He's a traditional East Coast guy, in my opinion. I know he was born in Russia, but he was raised in New York. He's got that New York flat out. He tells you the way it is, and that's just the way it is. I like him. He's blunt. He's forthcoming. He's not wishy-washy. He doesn't say things in confusing ways. He just tells you. But definitely raise your standards. Anytime you're raising your standards, how can you be doing the wrong thing? Anytime you're trying to better yourself, better your environment, better the things around you, how can you fail? I don't know that changing things from goals or should to must does much help, because those are just words. They're not actions. Either way, you know as well as I do, any way to raise your standards, you have to do something about it. Seek, number two is seek true fulfillment. When people find a task or work that truly makes them feel happy and fulfilled, their power becomes magnified. His takeaway is that you hold the key to your happiness inside yourself. Find that key and you'll be happy regardless of the internal circumstances. Okay, Tony Robbins, how do I find the key inside of myself? How do I seek true fulfillment within myself? You know, the old quote is, know thyself. I can't remember. It's some Aristotle time quote. You may know it. If you know it, hit me up on Twitter or Instagram and tell me what quote I'm thinking of. But know thyself. But that's easier said than done. Again, that's just a very blanket statement. That's very esoteric is the word I'm looking for. Just know thyself. Find your key and unlock it. How? What are some techniques that we can do? That, to me, that's bad advice. Seek true fulfillment is esoteric. And then he gives you this no way, shape, or form to help you find that key. He just tells you to find the key, and regardless of your external circumstances, you'll be happy. Duh. But I need to know how to find that key, and so do you. That's why many of us are out here lost, and I'm currently on my journey that I share with you guys. Number three, progress leads to happiness. Moving forward on your goals and dreams is the highest expression of human happiness. There is nothing better than facing a difficult challenge and meeting it. Therefore, if you want to be happy, don't put aside your goals and aspirations. Instead, embrace the hardship with the knowledge that happiness is a reward. Push through fear. Once you make progress, you will be encouraged to set higher goals and reach new levels of success. I agree. You always should be moving forward, but again, that's an action. You know, work longer hours. Bust your butt, read books, you know, do the things that you need to get done. And once you start setting these small goals and you do reach them, it is powerful. It is an empowering feeling. I love that one. Progress leads to happiness. Progress leads to happiness. Every time you hit a goal, you'll set a higher one. You'll reach new levels of success, even in your life in general. I love that. I hope that you guys do that. I hope that I do that. Number four is love your customers. Tony Robbins teaches you that you must embrace your customers in order to find success. Your customers are the people who make your dreams possible. And the more you can do for them, the more they express your care, the more they will reward you. I agree. If you have any kind of thing that you're dealing with customers, give them more than they give you. Add value. One of the best ways, or one of the best that Tony Robbins taught in world. For success is this, go above and beyond. To find success, you'll deliver on Tuesday and get it there done by Monday. Go the extra mile. It's a principle almost all successful people live by. Add value, get rewarded. If your thought process is only what's in it for me, you are never likely to be successful. However, if your focus is on adding value to others' lives, what do they get out of it? It's almost guaranteed reward will be higher, both financially and absolutely emotionally. That's a lot of what he just said. Sorry I got derailed. It sounded like somebody had called in, and I was trying to rush through that, number five. But that goes hand-in-hand with love your customers. Four and five are the same advice. So these are the nine rules by Tony Robbins for success, because if you go above and beyond for your customers and you love your customers by adding value, you're going to get more bang for your buck. Give them more than what they give you. Again, you know, under-promise and over-deliver. Number six, prepare an exit strategy. That's bold. Let's see what he says. Not every dream works out, but that's okay. As long as you know this is the case, you're not putting all your energy, time, and resources into one goal, you can still find success and happiness. You've just got to be prepared to move on to the next thing. Even if you have a successful business, have an exit strategy. be prepared to sell and move on if needed. This cannot be confused with quitting. Never quit. I like that. Number 7, be resourceful. Too many people exhaust the official channels for getting something done. Then they just give up. Don't allow yourself to be defeated easily. Instead, be resourceful. Find everything that can help you make progress and use it. Seek people you need to learn from and model their successful habits. Be resourceful is what he's saying is find a mentor. That's an easier way to say it. It saves all the jargon in between. You don't need to read all that. Just be resourceful means get a mentor. Let's check the live call. No one's in there. Let's check the live chat. No one's in there. Let's move on to number 8. Details matter. It has been said that greatness is a lot of small things done well day after day. This is one of the keys to success, according to Robbins. Small things often matter, so take the time to do them right. Man, the devil is in the detail, right? I mean, really, you need to be detailed. That is so great. I'm going to read that again. Number 8. It has been said that greatness is a lot of small things done well day after day. This is one of the keys to success, according to Robbins. Small things often matter, so take the time to do them right. I love that. Look for leverage. Number 9. Sometimes we end up fighting uphill battles that we're just not suited for. Don't try to fight gravity. Instead, look for levers that will make your goals more attainable. Break down big problems into small problems and address them one by one. Outsourcing is a great way to leverage. My favorite book on outsourcing is Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Workweek. I absolutely love that book. I totally suggest everyone read it. What a great book. What a great knowledge he drops in it on how to do that, how to outsource your life. So that's number 9. Number 10, change your mindset. Our minds are the most powerful asset. Even though we cannot control the external world, we can control one thing completely, our mind. The right mindset will see you through the most challenging situations. The wrong mindset will let amazing opportunities slip through your fingers. Change your mind, change your life. What's your favorite Tony Robbins top 10 rule for success? Leave your thoughts below. Let's see what people said. Again, this is from fearlessmotivation.com. Let's see what people have said. Bill Bateman on March 15, 2016 says, it would be nice to feature Tim Ferriss too, just my 2 cents. So he thought right at the Tim Ferriss thing with the outsourcing thing as well. I guarantee when he heard outsourcing, he thought Tim Ferriss. Great idea, Bill. We're working for it. Why'd I call him Bill? That's weird. Great idea, Bill. We're working on it. So, Bill, this website responded to you. That was a good idea. I think Tim Ferriss is the king of that. What are you thinking about going into the weekend? I'm thinking about reading a Tony Robbins book that I've had for a while, Money Master the Game, The 7 Rules to Master Money or something like that. I'm on this Tony Robbins kick today because I told you about the article that I saw on Facebook that people walked across hot coals and got burned. So it kind of threw me for a quick one today. So, that's what we're talking about, Tony Robbins. Again, sorry today's show's a little shaky. I had to throw it together really quick. My host, Matthew, was not able to do the show today, but I had already promoted out that we would be doing something. And I didn't want to not come through for you guys. I don't want to promote something out and saying that we're going to do something and then not do it. That's no fun. Look, follow me on Instagram at Instagram/MattandTigerBLS/James_Tiger_Taylor. Follow us on Twitter at Twitter/MattandTigerBLS/MMA docket. Why MMA docket? Because I was obsessed with MMA. I still love it, but I was obsessed for over a decade. It's something that I love to talk about. If there is anyone listening right now live, I'd like to open the invitation to chat with me live real quick about anything from sports to Tony Robbins to the show to whatever you want to talk about or call in. Again, I'm going to repeat it twice. The call-in number is 1-657-383-4483. 1-866-472-1506. Again, the number to call in live is 1-657-381-506. Hopefully you guys will call in the next minute as I give a closing thought, as I give a closing statement. If someone pops in, we'll go longer. This would be awesome because it would be fun, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Matthew and I will be back on Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The show will be Motivation Mondays. We do them all the time. We have fun with those. We talk about current goals, things we're trying to do, what motivates us, what motivates you. And we bounce ideas off of each other and you guys, and books that we're reading, all kinds of fun stuff. Wednesdays, we do a Wednesday Wellness Wednesday, and that's where we talk about health and fitness. We talk about our goals, your goals, his goals. It's really fun, too. That one's, I have fun doing that one. You can check out Fridays. We usually do somebody's top 10. We do a top 10 list like this, top 10 rules for success, their rules for success. Maybe we could gain something out of that and apply it to our own lives. For me, I am the worst dressed in the Midwest, but a fully loaded Italian. Hope you enjoyed the show.